discussed it, and I did at length review what Corporation Counsel provided, went and reread the statutes, reread Judge Carroll. I am not prepared to go with the recommendation from Corp Counsel. You could drive a truck through the loophole that reads, except when authorized by the county executive. And I understand what's being said here. You know, under the circumstances that we had with Judge Carroll, the county exec felt that it was necessary to act quickly and to go in for a restraining order. First of all, a restraining order is a special procedure that allows you to go into court without notice. And it's one of those special procedures under the statutes that aren't really going to be used very often, I don't think. And it just set up a very unusual circumstance. I would think most of the time the county exec's going to want to talk to this board. But that being said, we're trying to work out a statutory language here. The amendment that I proposed, first of all, that word review, I think is an unfortunate word. It totally means passive, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's a passive type of action. And that's why I offered approval of all matters pertaining to initiating or answering suits. And then subject to Supervisor Weishin added the language, subject to full board review of proposal, to make it clear that it's the full board that would act. I still think that's good language. I've reviewed the statutes. I do think it's the prerogative of the board to initiate lawsuits. And when you have those circumstances, such as we recently had, actually, you know, I see no problem with the county executive immediately asking the chairman to either call a special meeting of the committee or at least communicating and giving the board an opportunity to try to respond. It was an unusual circumstance. I know it was difficult. Rather than accepting what Corp Counsel has put forward, we'd be better off leaving it unchanged. I certainly don't want to accept this this loophole that appears to me to really give the county executive all authority to authorize lawsuits. And I don't think Corp Counsel intended that, but except as authorized by the county executive, the committee shall review and approve. I mean, that seems like it's an exception to everything. So, I mean, I'm willing to stay with the language I suggested, and I would still move approval of the language that is in Amendment 2 that was amended by Supervisor Weishin. I still think that is the language that specifically states the policy of this board with regard to lawsuits. And quite frankly, if we pass it and if the county exec vetoes it and we override a veto, we are successful. Then what are they going to do? I mean, and I don't want to take that attitude, what are they going to do? But we do set the policy around here.
Supervisor Jurczyk has moved to approve the revised version of Amendment Number 2. Any questions, concerns, comments from committee members?
I guess I have to chime in, Mr. Chair, if I may. If we pass this, and given Judge Carroll's ruling and the Corp Counsel's opinion based on that ruling, it seems to me that this would then create an obligation on the part of the county executive to involve us because he has to enforce all resolutions and ordinances. But that has implications well beyond just this. And I raised this with some of you. And as an example, and only as an example, we have a 1% for art policy that's been in effect for the last 10 or 12 years. The county executive substituted his judgment for ours. This was a resolution that was passed by the county board. He essentially failed to enforce that resolution in stripping the funding. And I know we could, you know, this is a complex area, separation of powers, But the fact is that I think if I'm to read into what I believe is there, the court counsel's opinion, that he was derelict, in fact, then in that case in doing that, and not following the county board's resolution and enforcing it. So I want to meet at another time with the court counsel to discuss the implications of this further, because I see us heading into a separation of powers wall down the line, and perhaps parties can come together around the table and resolve some of these potential conflicts before they actually confront us.
Thank you, Supervisor. Mr. Grady.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to set aside for the moment the big issue about the county executive authority versus the county board's authority. We've laid out our position in our memo, and there's no point in rehashing it. I understand the disagreement. I just want to talk about a couple practical things that, with the amendment that I'm concerned about. One is the use of the word answering in the very first line. If I read this literally, it would require us to come to the Judiciary Committee and then the full county board before we can answer a lawsuit. And we can't do that. We have to answer lawsuits within 20 days or 45 days in some circumstances. And I just think it's the wrong word. I don't think that's what Supervisor Jersey intended, but it reads that way, so I just want to be careful about that. So that's the first practical problem I'm concerned about. The other practical problem I've raised in the past is that we do a lot, I can't tell you the number off the top of my head, but we do have a fair number of what I consider these small claims collection type actions. And this, as written, would require us to come down to the Judiciary Committee for approval on all of those. And I don't think, again, that that's what's intended, but when I drafted my suggestion, I suggested that we use a threshold of $10,000 that we could essentially file lawsuits against individuals for matters less than $10,000 without coming to anybody. Matters over $10,000, we would have to go through the process of the Judiciary Committee. This language doesn't allow for that exception either.
Well, so couldn't we create that exception?
Oh, sure. I'm just saying this amendment as drafted doesn't do that, and that's why I'm raising the issue. It's really just some practical concerns, and I guess what I would prefer, but it's obviously your discretion, is that we have some time to talk through those kinds of issues and maybe address them next cycle just with respect to this matter. I understand that the major package needs to go through. I encourage you to adopt the entire package, but just some of these issues. I don't know that we're ever going to resolve the county exec versus county board issue to anyone's satisfaction, but these practical ones, I think we can.
Supervisor Jones, thank you.
Yeah, and I did talk to Mr. Gray before, and I agree with that approach. I actually have no problem with the 10,000 small claim stuff, if we want to just remove this amendment at this time and agree to continue to work on this, that might be a solution, because I don't think I'm going to be able to satisfy the concerns of Corp Counsel. I don't like what they've drafted, so actually we're better off just leaving the language we currently have, which is unfortunate as the word review is, in my opinion, and trying to reach an agreement that everyone thinks is reasonable. So I'm willing to do that if the committee thinks that that's the appropriate way to proceed.
Supervisor, what's up?
I think that'd be fine, but I think we should have a new amendment drafted then for board day, and then take action on board day to amend this section. So it shouldn't have to wait another cycle to put the appropriate language in there. I'm open to crafting something by board day.
Mr. Chairman, I suggest Supervisor Jersey would like to withdraw the amendment. We can do that, and then spend the next 2 weeks crafting.
Do you want?
I was about to say such. Supervisor, would you
I'll withdraw. Yeah.
Okay.
And so we're going to try to work this out before board day, is that?
March 15th.
I may have to retain separate legal counsel to get this done.
Well, I think you're doing quite all right by yourself.
It wouldn't
well,
be.
You know attorneys who have
it wouldn't be as lively.
Would that be your husband?
Vice Chairman Jersey wouldn't be as lively as.
No, I don't agree
without,
with his opinion.
it's you make it lively, Supervisor.
Good. I'm glad I'm good for something. I'll tell my husband you said so.
Amendment 2 is withdrawn.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to point out there is new language in the main packet
right.
to this section. Online, well, I don't know what line it is in your. Mine is
827,
but I'm not sure.
Eight.
That increases the Judiciary Committee's authority to approve settlements up to 10,000. It's currently 5, increases it up to 10.
Yeah.
So that will continue to improve this cycle no matter what happens other than that.
Yes, and I'm totally in agreement with that amount and so on. I mean, I did look at the small claims statute, and there is a breakdown between 10 and 5, but I think for the board, the 10,000 is very reasonable. Without special.
So, item amendment 2 is withdrawn. Given the reference to the duties and responsibilities of the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Services, purchase of surety bonds, wouldn't that be under finance and audit?
I think, Mr. Chairman, I believe the reason that it's here, and there could be an argument made either place, but you have insurance here. Surety bonds
okay.
are more like insurance than like general obligation bonds.
Okay. Okay. Well, then that's fine. I just wanted to raise the point. Okay, thank you. Okay, let's go to Amendment 3.
Mr. Chairman, prior to taking up each amendment, I'll give you.